546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
No, you're not living in him.
John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. These are foundation scriptures. John chapter 15, 4 and 5, and then 7 and 8. Jesus says, abide in me. Let me say something here. We'll get back to that. You know what anger is? Anger is temporary madness. I want you to think about it a minute. When you get real angry, you done went mad. You done lost your mind. Look at y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, when you get angry and anger got you, you done lost your mind. You done gone crazy. I'm going to say it again. For some of you angry folks, just anger resting in your bosom. You just ready to get mad at anything. You crazy. Anger is temporary insanity. And the fact of the matter is we've all gotten angry. We done all went crazy at one time or another. But that's why the Lord says to cease from anger and forsake wrath. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. Think about it. I want you to think long and hard about this. I'm not just joking. Angry people are anger is temporary insanity. When you just gonna fuss, you ain't making no sense. You just gonna get them back. Whatever it takes, you done got angry. You're not even rational anymore. You do stuff you always have to repent of. And you regret. And hopefully you ain't too crazy. Okay, let's back to the verse. Because I'm saying you have to abide in him. You can't let anger have you. Jesus said, abide in me. And I in you. Not anger. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Now, there are times where the enemy will send provoking spirits after you. Ever had somebody trying to provoke you? It's like you ready to recognize it's a provoking spirit that wants to drive you crazy for a moment. So you're not abiding. See, Jesus knew how to abide. They reviled him. But he reviled not again. They threatened him. But he committed himself unto him that judges righteously. Let people say what they will or may. Tell somebody, abide in him. See, that's where your soul prosperity comes from. See, the enemy knows when God's about to bring you up, you're about to hit another frequency. He sees you stretching your wings wide. He'll send a storm to try to prevent you from going up. But the eagle uses the storm. See, you got to know how to use the wind. You got to know how to ride the wind and not let the wind cause you to, for a couple of years, I took flying lessons in the little Cessnas. And I'm trying to think of the term. It's been a while. But when you just lose altitude all of a sudden, No, there's this term. It's not coming to me right now, but you lose altitude all of a sudden, and if you don't get it back, you'll crash and burn. But if you don't know how to ride the wind, if you're not going fast enough against the wind and in the wind, and you don't have enough lift and all of that, I forget the term. It's not coming to me right now. But one of the first lessons I had, I was sitting next to the pilot, and he shook. Oh, it's called stalling. You stall out. And he stalled. We were right over the ocean over here. We were about 3,000 feet up, and he stalled. He said, "I'm gonna show you what a stall is." He said, "Just tighten up your belt." When we stalled, my heart was still up here with the planes. And about 1,000 feet from the ocean, he just pulled it out. You have to know how to ride the winds of your storm, or you're going to stall out. Let me use that terminology. You'll stall. So we have to learn how to abide in him. God will not suffer anything to come upon you that you cannot bear. If you're going through a tough trial and you think ain't nobody going through this, well, God allowed you to go through it because you could handle it. Yeah. Amen. If you could not handle it, God would not have suffered it. Yeah. Like that pilot, he was an English brother. I'll never forget him. Real, real good brother in the Lord. He pulled that thing out of the stall, got the engine started real quick just before. Stalling ain't no fun. You looking dead at the water. So if we abide in him and his word abides in us, we prosper. So the enemy will sometimes send, like I said, provoking spirits, spirits of intimidation that'll cause you to fear, spirits of unbelief. All these spirits, these are spirits that come to try to get you from abiding. Have you ever had anybody threaten you? Tell you what you can't do, what you'll never do? Especially if they had any kind of authority or stature. For them to tell you that, it could cause intimidation. But then you already know what God told you. And you already know who you are and whose you are. What is man that you are mindful, huh? What is breath and breeches that you are afraid of? If God said it, it's coming to pass. Amen. I said, if God said it to you, it's coming to pass. I don't care who said no. All right? So we abide. Tell somebody right now, abide in him. Abiding in him oftentimes will cause suffering. Because, you know, even though you are in the spirit, you still are in a body. And there's an old fella. If you let him, he'll take over. I said, if you let him, he'll come. He'll show up. Godzilla's still there. You just have to keep him crucified. Keep him nailed to the cross. Don't compromise with him. Because if you allow, he'll show up and show out. Amen? So we abide in him. Now, the point being, Adam, our forefather, he failed to decree what God had revealed to him. And when he did, the law of sin and death was set in motion. Now, we are all victims of that. We were born into this not because we wanted to. We had no choice. We inherited it. Amen? Because of one man's sin, many became sinners. But through one man's obedience, many were made righteous, and that was through Christ. All right, so what happened to Adam when he yielded or did not decree what God had revealed to him? He lost dominion of his soul. I wonder today, how many, even in this auditorium, have no dominion over their soul? You know, one of the major sins in Christianity today among both male and female is pornography. That's That's one of the devil's biggest industries. But even among believers, up late, but have no dominion over their soul. Job said in Job chapter 31, verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? It's not that temptation doesn't come. Temptation comes, but it's whether you succumb to the temptation. It's giving in to the temptation that makes it sin. You can go into a liquor store. Vodka's all on it, Wild Irish Rose, some of y'all's old favorite, Boone's Farm. Look at some of y'all. See, yeah. Y'all remember it. Bring back memory flashbacks, right? But going into the liquor store don't make that bottle on the shelf ain't sin till you crack it open and go to guzzling it and then start acting a fool. That's the sin. You could touch it. I don't recommend it, but it still ain't sin till you allow it. Anywhere you go, you look around, there's temptation. There's stuff all around you because we're in a wicked world, a dark world where we are called to shine as lights. But God said, I give you power to tread on the serpents, on the scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Why? Because I have to find my life in him. Stop allowing yourself to be conformed to this world. Intimidated. People tell you, you ain't going to advance unless you do this. No, you advance in God. You don't have to tell your boss this, but you'll think it anyway. When he tell you, you can't go no further unless you do this. My father owns this business. What you talking about? I know somebody that's over you. And you better come to me correct, because I might have him fire you. Tell me what I can't do. Are you hearing? It's the principle. Adam lost dominion of his soul the moment he began to yield to his own understanding. You see, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have to find our way in the Word. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, I want to challenge some of you. You come, you're part of the house. You come and you hear this good preaching and this good teaching. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You don't say amen, I'm going to say amen myself. But then you never open the Bible for yourself. I said something Wednesday, and you that were here Wednesday, don't give it away.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.